الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we will continue with the classes of the treatment of anxiety, and we are learning about the belief in Allah's decree, and the title of the class is Your Only Hope is Allah's Will. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about the third aspect of the belief in Allah's decree, which is the will. What is the meaning of the will? The meaning of the will is that to believe that everything that happens in the universe happens by the will of Allah. Whatever Allah wills happen, and whatever Allah doesn't will doesn't happen. Nothing exists outside of Allah's will. Inshallah, we will start by knowing about Allah's will from the verses of the Holy Quran, and we will start from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2. We will start with verse 213.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Law shaa Allahu la'anatakum. Inna Allah azizun hakimun hakim.
And if Allah had wished, He could have put you into difficulties. Truly, Allah is the Almighty, the All-Wise. We will recite again about the will of Allah, the Almighty, from the same surah, surah number 2, verse number 247. Surah number 2, verse number 247.
وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ بَعَثَ لَكُمْ طَالُوتَ مَلِكًا. قالوا أنى يكون له الملك علينا ونحن أحق بالملك منه ولم يؤت سعة من المال. قال إن الله اصطفاه عليكم وزاده بسطة في العلم والجسم والله يؤتي ملكه من يشاء والله واسع عليم.
And Allah grants His kingdom to whom He wills, and Allah is all-sufficient for His creature's needs, all-knower. We will continue now to learn about Allah's will from the verses of 1, and we will recite from Surah number 2, verse number 261. Allah said, Allah gives manifold increase to whom He wills. In the same Surah, Surah number 2, verse number 269, Allah said, Allah grants wisdom to whom He wills. And in Surah number 3, verse number 6, Allah said, It is who shapes you in the wombs as He wills. And in Surah number 3, verse number 13, Allah said, and Allah supports with His victory whom He wills. In Surah number 3, verse number 37, Allah said, verily Allah provides sustenance to whom He wills without limit. In Surah number 3, verse number 40, Allah said, thus Allah does what He wills. In Surah number 3, verse number 74, Allah said, He selects for His mercy whom He wills. In Surah number 4, verse number 49, Allah said, Allah sanctifies whom He wills. In Surah number 4, verse number 133, Allah said, if He wills, He can take you away. And in Surah number 5, verse number 39, Allah said, Allah sends astray whom He wills, and He guides on the straight path whom He wills. From these verses of the Quran, it is very clear that it is the will of Allah that controls the life of the human beings, and everything is done according to the will of Allah. actually this will make us to become close or to learn about two of the noble names of Allah related to His will, which are Al-Qadir, the most powerful, and Al-Muqtadir, the powerful determiner. Allah Al-Qadir, the most powerful, the omnipotent, and Al-Muqtadir, the prevailing ordainer. Actually, the means of these two names is that Allah is the one who has complete ability with which He creates all the existence, manages its affairs, and perfects its creation. With that ability, He brings the dead to life, causes the living to die, and resurrects them to be reckoned. He rewards the good and punishes the bad. If He ordains something, He says be, and it is. Also, with His ability, He turns hearts in whatever way He wishes. Allah is the able. He manages the affairs of His creation to accomplish what He wills in the way He wills, which He shows His perfect ability and control. Allah is the one to whom belongs the perfect ability, which is not accompanied by any shortcomings or defects in any way whatsoever. This is actually the meaning of the two names of Allah, Al-Qadir, the most powerful, and Al-Muqtadir, the prevailing ordainer. Accordingly, we will learn about Allah more and more and about His will from Surah number 85, verse number 16. We will recite now from Surah number 85, verse number 16.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فعال لما يريد صدق الله العظيم.
Okay. Allah the Almighty is describing Himself in this verse of the Quran as He is the doer of whatever, of whatsoever He intends or He wills. He is the doer of whatsoever He wills. What is the meaning of this? The meaning is that whatever Allah wants, He does it. And there is no one who can counter His ruling. He is not asked about what He does, due to His greatness, His power, His will, His wisdom, and His justice. This is as we have related from Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, that it was said to him during his illness of his death, "Has a doctor seen you?" Abu Bakr, may Allah be blessed with him, replied, "Yes." They asked, "What did he say to you?" Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, may Allah be blessed with him, replied, "He said, I am the doer of whatever I intend." This is actually a fact which every one of us must believe in so that we can be close to the reality of the will of Allah. Allah is the doer of what He intends or what He wills. None can interfere with the will of Allah, the Almighty. We must believe in this, and actually in order to learn about the unlimited will of Allah, we will recite from Surah number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 26 and 27.
قل الله اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب.
صدق الله العظيم. Say, O Allah, possessor of the power, you give power to whom you will, and you take power from whom you will, and you endue with honor whom you will, and you humiliate whom you will. In your hand is the good. Verily, you are able to do all things. You make the night to enter into the day, and you make the day to enter into the night. You bring the living out of the dead, and you bring the dead out of the living, and you give wealth and sustenance to whom you will without limits. Actually, the meaning of these verses of the Quran is that say, O Muhammad, while praising your Lord, thanking Him, relying in all matters upon Him, and trusting in Him, say, O Allah, possessor of the power, all sovereignty is yours. You give power to whom you will, and you take power from you will. This means that you are the giver, you are the taker. It is you. Your will that occurs, and whatever you don't will doesn't occur. You decide what you will concerning your creation, and you do what you will. In your hand is the good. Verily, you are able to do all things because of your unlimited will. Also, you, Allah, you take the length of the night and of the night. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You make the night enter into the day, and you make the day enter into the night. This means that you take from the length of one of them and add it to the shortness of the other, so that they become equal, and take from the length of one of them and add it to the other, so that they are not equal. This occurs through the seasons of the year, spring, summer, fall, and winter. And also you bring the living out of the dead. This means that you bring out the seed from the plant, and the plant from the seed, the dead from its seed, and the dead seed from the dead, the faithful from the disbeliever, and the disbeliever from the faithful, the chicken from the egg, and the egg from the chicken. And you give wealth and sustenance to whom you will without limits. This means that you give whomever you will from your unlimited wealth, while depriving others out of wisdom and justice. Actually, when we look around, we find the proofs of these verses of the Quran. Very rich people, they may become poor and needy after some accidents in their lives or events, while the poor people, they may become very rich out of nothing, but it is Allah's will. Today, inshallah, we will learn a story of the life of one of the very famous American billionaires, the one who owned Apple company, the one who discovered the iPhone, the iPad, the iPod, and the one whose wealth was $346 billion at the time of his death, which was at the age of 49 years old. We will learn the story of that American billionaire so that we can all the time be reminded with the fact that it is Allah's will that gives, and Allah's will that takes, and Allah can give sustenance with an unlimited amount to whom Allah wills. Actually, this is the story of Steve Ball Jobs, who was born in 1955 in San Francisco, California, to Joanne Simpson and Abdel Fattah Gandil. Actually, they were two graduate students in the University of Wisconsin. They gave their unnamed son up for adoption. His father, Abdel Fattah Gandali, was a Syrian political science professor, and his mother worked as a speech therapist. Shortly after Steve was placed for adoption, his biological parents married and had another child, Mona Simpson. It was not until Jobs was 27 that he was able to uncover information on his biological parents. As an infant, Steve was adopted by Clara and Paul Jobs and named Steve Paul Jobs. Clara worked as an accountant, and Paul was a Coast Guard veteran and machinist. The family lived in Mountain View, California, within the area that would later become known as Silicon Valley. As a boy, Jobs and his adopted father would work on electronics in the family garage. While Jobs was always an intelligent thinker, his youth was full of frustrations over formal schooling. After high school, Jobs enrolled at Reed College in Portland, Oregon. Lacking direction, he dropped out of college after 6 months, and in 1974, he took a position as a video game designer with Atari. Several months later, he left Atari and he traveled to India, and he followed and followed the Buddhist religion. In 1976, when Jobs was just 21, he started Apple Computer. Actually, Jobs mentioned that he, at the age of 23 years old, he earned $100,000. At the age of 24, that is to say, after 1 year, he earned $10 million. And at the age of 25 years old, he earned $100 million. By time, Jobs became the CEO and the owner of Apple Company, and he discovered the iPhone, the iPad, and the iPod, and his wealth was more than $200 billion. Unfortunately, when he was 45 years old in 2003, he discovered that he has pancreatic cancer. He didn't agree to have surgery immediately, but he followed the Eastern treatment options. Accordingly, in 2011, he died, and he had a wealth of $346 billion. $346 billion. This is the reality of Allah's will, to give whom Allah wants unlimited sustenance. This is a poor adopted baby who became one of the most famous human beings in America with a wealth of $346 billion. So all the time we need to remind ourselves that Allah is the owner of everything, and it is the will of Allah that distributes the sustenance and distribute the provision. So we must all the time have the hope that whenever Allah wills, He can give us out of His sustenance unlimited amount. And this is the proof, the story of Steve Jobs. Now we will learn more about the will of Allah regarding creation in the creation of man. We will recite from Surah number 85, verse number 6 and 7. Now from Surah number 82, Surat al-Ikhlas, the cleaving, verse from 6, 7 and 8.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك.
صدق الله العظيم. Actually, sisters, in verse number 8, Allah is clarifying to us, saying that in whatever form He will, He put you together. Let us learn first the meaning of these three verses of the Quran, the translation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 6. O man, what has made you careless about your Lord, the Most Generous, who created you, fashioned you perfectly, and gave you due proportion? In whatever form He willed, He put you together. So Allah is clarifying that it is the will of Allah which is behind how Allah created us, how Allah fashioned us, and how Allah gave us due proportion. What is the meaning of these verses of the Quran? The meaning is, O man, Allah is saying to us, O son of Adam, what has deceived you from your Lord, the Most Generous, meaning the Most Great, so that you went forth disobeying Him, and you met Him with that which was unbefitting. Actually, this is a threat from Allah, the Almighty, to every one of us if we are not all the time thankful to Allah and remembering that Allah's will is behind our creation and how Allah fashioned us. Actually, this is similar to what has been reported in the Hadith. Allah will say on the Day of Judgment, O son of Adam, what has deceived you concerning me, O son of Adam? What was your response to the messengers? Then Allah said in verse number 7, what has deceived you concerning the Most Generous Lord, who created you and made you complete, straight, and perfectly balanced? And Allah proportioned you in stature. He fashioned you in the best form and shape. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings upon him, said that Allah the Almighty said, O son of Adam, how can you escape me when I created you? Then I fashioned you and made your creation balanced so that you walked between the two outer garments. This is the proof of the will of Allah that created us and fashioned us. Then Allah said, in whatever form Allah willed, He put the man together. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when one man came to him and said to him, O Messenger of Allah, verily my wife has given birth to a black boy. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessing upon him, said, do you have any camels? The man said, yes. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon him, said, what color are they? The man said, red. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon him, said, do any of them have patches of gray? The man said, yes. Prophet Muhammad asked him, how did this happen to them? The man replied, it is probably an inherited genetical strain. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon him, then said, likewise, this is with your son, it is probably an inherited genetical strain. This is the will of Allah, to give the color, to give the shape, to give the stature to every one of us according to His will. We will also learn more from the Holy Quran, from Surah number 40, from Surah number 42, verse number 48 and 49, to know more about Allah's will regarding the creation of man. Surah number 42, verse number 48 and 49.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا.
Actually, I did a mistake. It is Surah number 42, verse number 49 and 50.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لله ملك السماوات والأرض يخلق ما يشاء يهب لمن يشاء إناثا ويهب لمن يشاء الذكور أو يزوجهم ذكرانا وإناثا ويجعل من يشاء عقيما إنه عليم خبير.
To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He creates what He wills. He bestows female offspring upon whom He wills, and He bestows male offspring upon whom He wills. Or He bestows both male and female, and He renders barren whom He wills. Verily, He is the All-Knower and is able to do all things. We will learn in details about the meaning of these verses of the Quran, because this is the proof that it is up to the will of Allah regarding the offsprings and regarding the kids whom every one of us is looking for. Allah mentions that to Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He creates what He wills. This means that whatever Allah wills happens, and whatever He doesn't will doesn't happen. He gives it to whomsoever He wills, and He withholds from whomsoever He wills. None can withhold what He gives, and one can give what He withholds. And He creates whatever He wills. He bestows female upon whom He wills. That is to say, He gives them daughters only, and among them who was given daughters only was Prophet Lut, peace be upon him. And Allah bestows male upon him whom He wills. Like Prophet Ibrahim, he didn't have any daughters. Or He bestows both males and females, like Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon him. He has sons and daughters. Also, Allah renders barren whom He wills, means those whom He has no children at all, like Yahya and Prophet Jesus, peace be upon them. So people are divided into four categories. Some are given daughters, some are given sons, some are given both sons and daughters, and some are not given either sons or daughters, but they are rendered barren with no spring. Verily, Allah is the All-Knower and is able to do all things. Allah is mentioning that He, whatever He wills, will be happening, Allah differentiate between the people, and Allah is mentioning about Prophet Isa a special case regarding the creation, as he mentioned in Surah number 19, verse number 21, to know about the special creation of Prophet Isa, according to the will of Allah, from Surah number 19, verse number 20. By 20 and 21, the meaning will be clear.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالت أنى يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أك بغيا قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا.
Actually, this is the mother of Prophet Jesus, Maryam. She said, how can I have a son when no man has touched me, nor am I unchaste? He said, Allah said, so it will be. Your Lord said that it is easy for me, Allah, and we wish to appoint him as a sign to mankind and as a mercy from Allah. And it is a matter already decreed by Allah. This is the creation of Prophet Jesus, which is a very special creation. Actually, in order to know about the different ways Allah created people, we already knew about Prophet Jesus, as it was a word from Allah. Now we will learn about Prophet Adam, peace be upon him. He was created from clay, neither a male nor a female. However, his wife, peace be upon her, she was created from a male without a female. All other people besides Jesus, peace be upon him, were created from male and female. And this is a sign of Allah, that Allah's creation can be four types, like Prophet Adam, neither a male or a female, or his wife from a male, or Jesus not from a male or a female, just from a female, and a word from Allah, and all the other people, they were created from male and female. This issue has to do with the parents, while the previous issue has to be with the children. And in each case, there are four categories. Allah is the all-knower, and Allah is able to do all things. So actually, sister, this is the will of Allah, the Almighty. The will of Allah is behind our creation, and Allah is the one who fashioned us according to his will, and Allah is the one who gives daughters to him, to whom he will. He gives sons to whom he wills. He gives sons and daughters to him, to whom he wills. And some of us are barren and we don't have kids. Now we will start to learn about Allah's will regarding the creation of the universe. And we will recite from Surah An-Nur, from Surah number 24, verse number 43 and 44, in order to learn more about the will of Allah regarding the creation of the universe.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alam tara anna Allah yujri sahaban thumma yuallifu baynahu ثم يجعله ركاما فترى الودق يخرج من خلاله وينزل من السماء من جبال فيها من برد فيصيب به من يشاء ويصرفه عن من يشاء يكاد سنا برقه يذهب بالأبصار يقلب الله الليل والنهار إن في ذلك لعبرة لأولي الأبصار.
صدق الله العظيم. Allah said, see you not that Allah drives the cloud gently, then joins them together, then makes them into layers, and you see the rain comes forth from between them, and he sends down from the sky hail like mountains, and strikes there with whom he wills, and averts it from whom he wills. The vivid flash of its cloud lightning nearly blinds the sight, Allah causes the night and the day to succeed each other. Truly, in this is indeed a lesson for those who have insight. Actually, the meaning of these verses of the Quran is that Allah is telling us that He drives the cloud from the beginning when they are formed and are still weak. This is the gentle driving of the clouds. Then Allah brings them together after they have been scattered, and then Allah piles them up on top of one another. And then Allah, from between them, Allah sends the rain from the gaps between these clouds. Also, Allah said to us that these clouds are making mountains in the sky from which Allah sends down the rain and the ice. Allah strikes with that rain whom He wills and averts it from whom He wills. This is the will of Allah regarding the provision, which is the rain. The rain is the most important provision on the earth, and actually Allah is sending it according to His will. Then Allah is clarifying that the brightness of the lightning almost takes away their sight if the eyes follow it and try to look at it. Also, Allah is mentioning about His will that Allah is controlling the night and the day so that He takes something from the length of one and adds it to the other, which is short, until they become equal. Then He does the opposite so that the one which was short becomes long and vice versa. Allah is the one who is controlling that by His will and power. Truly, in this is indeed a lesson for those who have sight, and this is the proof of the greatness of Allah the Almighty. So it is clear that all the universe is controlled by the will of Allah, and the sustenance, which is the rain, is sent according to the will of Allah. Now we will recite again regarding the will of Allah regarding our life. We will recite from Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Allah, we will recite Surah number 56, Surah Al-Waqi'ah. We will recite from verse number 63 to verse number 74.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Afara'aytum ma tahruthun? A'antum tazra'unahu am nahnu zari'un? Law nasha'u laja'alnahu hutaman fadal. فظلتم تفكهون إنا لمغرمون بل نحن محرومون أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون لو نشاء جعلناه أجاجا فلولا تشكرون أفرأيتم النار التي تورون أأنتم أنشأتم شجرتها أم نحن المنشئون نحن جعلناها تذكرة ومتاعا للمقوين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم إنه لقرآن كريم في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون تنزيل من رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم.
Recite now again in English from Surah number 56, from verse number 63 to verse 74. Then tell me about the seed that you sow in the ground. Is it you that make it grow, or are we the grower? Were it our will, we could crumble it to dry pieces, and you would be regretful, saying, "We are indeed have lost the money without any profit." Nay, but we are deprived. Then tell me about the water that you drink. Is it you who cause it from the rain clouds to come down, or are we the causer of it to come down? If we willed, we verily could make it salt. Why then do you not give thanks to Allah? Then tell me about the fire which you kindle. Is it you who made the tree thereof to grow, or we are the grower? We have made it a reminder of the hellfire in the hereafter, and an article of use for the travelers and all the others in this world. Then glorify with praises the name of your Lord, the Most Great. Now, inshallah, we will learn about the meaning of these verses of the Quran in detail, sister, so that we will actually be aware of how the will of Allah is unlimited, how the will of Allah is controlling every aspect of our life, how we are supposed to appreciate the will of Allah and to feel the greatness of the will of Allah and to feel how it is controlling our personal life and controlling the universe, so that we can plan the right way to live with Allah, the Almighty, the one who has the unlimited will, which is controlling the universe and controlling our life. In verse number 63, Allah is saying, do you not see what you saw in reference to tilling the earth and planting seeds inside it? Is it you that make it grow? Do you cause these seeds to grow inside the earth, or are we the grower? Allah says, rather, it is we who cause the seeds to remain firmly and grow inside the earth. Were it our will, we could crumble it into dry pieces, meaning we caused the seeds to grow with our will, compassion and mercy, and left them intact inside the earth as mercy for you. If we will, we would turn them dry before they get ready to be harvested. And if this happened, you will be feeling grief for what you spent of your effort and money, and you would say, we have been punished and deprived. Regarding the water, do you not see the water that you drink? Is it you who cause it to come down from the cloud, or are we the causer of it to come down? Allah is stating that indeed He is the one who causes the rain to fall. If we willed, we verily could make it salty, meaning salty, sour, and unfit for growing plants. Why then do you not give thanks? Why do you not appreciate the favor of Allah, the favor Allah does for you by sending down the rain fresh, ready to consume? Actually, this is mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah number 16, verse number 10 and 11. We will recite now from these verses of the Quran, so that we always remember that Allah is the one who is sending down the rain, and we must be thankful to Allah all the time for the water of the rain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي أنزل من السماء لكم منه شراب ومنه شجر فيه تسيمون ينبت لكم من الزرع والزيتون والنخيل والأعناب ومن كل الثمرات إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يتفكرون.
بسم الله. Allah is the one who sends down water rain from the sky. From it you drink, and from it grows the vegetation. With it He causes to grow for you the olives, the date palms, the grapes, and every kind of fruit. Verily, in this is indeed an evident proof and manifest sign for people who give thought. So actually, sisters, we must be all the time thankful to Allah the Almighty, because He is the one who sends for us the water of the rain. And actually, Allah can make that water salty, sour, or actually unfit for growing plants, but it is His mercy that makes the water to be actually not salty and to be fit for growing plants. So we must be all the time remembering the will of Allah and thankful to Allah for the water of the rain. Then Allah said, do you not see the fire which you kindle? Is it you who made the tree thereof to grow, or we are the grower? Meaning, rather, we have made kindling fire possible. Allah said also, we have made it a reminder. This fire is a reminder of the hell fire. As Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, O people, this fire of yours that you kindle is but one part out of 70 parts of the fire of the hell. Also, Allah is clarifying that this fire is used by travelers in the desert for cooking, so it is very beneficial for them. So actually, sisters, in these verses of the Quran, it is very clear that Allah, the Almighty, is reminding us about His will, which is controlling everything in the heavens and the earth. We must all the time remember the will of Allah and the power of Allah and the control of Allah, so that this will be all the time actually encouraging us to obey Allah, to follow the commands of Allah, because it is the will of Allah that is causing the plants to grow, sending down the rain and creating the fire that mankind needs. Inshallah, we will continue to learn more and more about the will of Allah and the application of the belief in the unlimited will of Allah in our daily life. And inshallah, now we will make the dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the head, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make your to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.